Welcome to OV English School, where we explore the world through English stories. Have you ever wondered why some Japanese roofs shine with a beautiful silver color and last for 100 years? Today, we'll uncover the art and science behind kawara, the traditional Japanese roof tile. As you listen, think about this. What makes kawara different from other roof tiles around the world? If you want more stories and practice, visit ovenglish.com. Let's begin our journey into the world of Japanese rooftops. Imagine you are walking through an old Japanese village. The houses have curved, shining roofs that seem to dance in the sunlight. These roofs are covered with kawara, which means roof tile in Japanese. But kawara is much more than just a tile. It is a symbol of tradition, art, and protection, almost like the bonsai tree, carefully shaped over many years. Kawara tiles are made from natural clay. Craftsmen, called shokunin, dig this clay from the earth and shape it by hand. The tiles are then placed in a very hot kiln, where the temperature goes over 1,100 degrees Celsius. This strong heat changes the clay, making the tiles hard, strong, and able to last for decades. There is a special kind of tile called ibushi kawara. It has a silvery black color, not from paint, but from a smoking process in the kiln. This surface not only looks beautiful, but it also protects the tiles from rain and wind. These tiles are not just pretty, they are built to last. A good kawara roof can protect a family's home for 50 to 100 years. That is much longer than most modern roofs, which may only last 15 or 20 years. The tiles also keep houses cool in the hot Japanese summer and warm in the cold winter. This is because the clay works as excellent insulation. Also, the design allows air to move so the roof can breathe. This helps stop mold from growing, especially during Japan's rainy season. One of the most interesting parts of kawara roofs is the oni kawara. These are special tiles shaped like scary faces or animals. People used to believe that oni kawara would protect their homes from evil spirits. Even today, some families ask for these tiles during renovations, both for tradition and for their unique beauty. However, kawara is not perfect for everyone. The tiles are heavy. In the past, roofers put a thick layer of soil under the tiles to keep them in place. This made the roof very heavy, which was dangerous during earthquakes, but today engineers have improved the system. Modern kawara roofs use lighter materials underneath, and the tiles are screwed or nailed down. This new method makes them much safer and more earthquake resistant. The Japanese word for this is taishinsei, which means earthquake resistance. Another important word is taikyusei, meaning durability or long life. Although kawara roofs cost more at first, they almost never need to be replaced. In fact, when old houses are repaired, the workers often clean and reuse the old tiles. This recycling is good for the environment and saves money in the long run. In a recent documentary, a German roofer named Michel visited a Japanese roofing company. He was amazed by the quiet, careful work of the shokunin. He even said that kawara roofs are like living art, just like bonsai trees. At the end of the film, Michelle and the Japanese team dreamed about building a kawara roof in Germany one day. They believed that people in Europe would love the eco-friendly and beautiful tiles as much as people in Japan do. So kawara is not just a roof tile, it is a piece of history, a work of art, and a smart solution for the future. It shows how old traditions can still protect us, even when technology changes. Question: what material is used to make traditional kawara roof tiles? Answer: kawara tiles are made from natural clay. Question: What special process gives Ibushi Kawara tiles their silvery black color? Answer: the silvery black color comes from a smoking process in the kiln. Question: why did old Kawara roofs have problems during earthquakes? Answer: they were very heavy because of the soil under the tiles, which made them unsafe. Question: how do modern Kawara roofs become more earthquake resistant? Answer: the tiles are screwed or nailed down to lighter materials, making the roof safer. Question: what makes Kawara roofs eco-friendly and good for the environment? Answer: old Kawara tiles can be cleaned and reused during repairs, which reduces waste. Did you guess what makes Kawara different from other roof tiles? It is the mix of art, history, and science. Kawara roofs are strong because of their clay and firing process. They are beautiful thanks to special designs like Oni Kawara, and they are eco-friendly because the tiles can be used again and again. If you want to learn more about stories like this, visit ovenglish.com. Thanks for joining me today. Keep exploring, and see you next time.